Welcome in the End of Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Wednesday, October 22nd, as we start the final 4 days of the fall meet. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And Jim will take a look at the late pick four, two maidens, bookending the pick four around two allowances. So we'll start with maiden two-year-old fillies going about 7 furlongs, and that is race five, where the late pick four starts on Wednesday. Who did you go with?
Well, I didn't really get off the favorites here because the horses that have run have good connections, and the horses that haven't run have good connections. Start off with Sticker Shock for Brad Cox and I Red Ortiz. The horse is 7-2 morning line, probably will be less than that. Lots of good works, just like a typical Brad Cox. Got to use this filly, and she may run off the page. She's a homebred for Gary and Mary West out of Uncle Mo, and that's $125,000 stud fee, so you would expect her to run well first time out. Touch of an Angel for Phil D'Amato. Luis Saez rides this horse back from a Churchill debut at 6 furlongs, where she ran evenly, should improve second start, got a 55 buyer. Joke Maker for Brissette. They tried her in the Pocahontas off a good effort at Ellis Park, and she didn't disgrace herself in a grade three, so she drops back to maiden special weight, and Tyler Gaffleon takes them out. Theoretical for Norm Cassie. Jose rides this one, had a 58 buyer first time out. I think I'm going to stop right there. No, Power by Family, Cherie DeVoe. Cherie, our first-time starters, she's only 11%. It seems like she wins a lot more often than that, and I don't have them. So I'm going to use her as well with Concepcion riding, who's got 6 wins at the Keeneland meet. So he's riding very well. And then if All About You draws in from the also eligibles, I would use this one for Kenny McPeak. Been very consistent at Saratoga and Aqueduct and is entered also I think, Friday's races. So if she doesn't get in, she'll get in on Friday, and that's a good filly to take a look at on Friday as well.
I thought the horses that had already run, the buyers were just so-so in this spot. So I said, I'm going to lean to a firster. So I took Brad Cox on top with Sticker Shock. Powered by Family is my next one, just because Cherie DeVoe's had some really nice-looking young horses debut in the last couple of months, and so she may have a good stable of two-year-olds. I'm going to add two more to my pick four ticket, but I kind of think one of those two will get it. I'm going to take Joke Maker, 3 starts, and was 3rd in the Pocahontas, so that experience is a big edge in this group. And then Theoretical, 2nd out for Norm Cassie, Alpha 4th in the debut. So those are my four in there. No real strong opinion, but I'm taking the Brad Cox firster on top. Race 6, allowance optional claiming, 3 and up, 6 furlongs on the main track. I like Beeline in here. This horse won first time out back in 2024 for Riley Mott, and then won the Hutchison Stakes, so both down at Gulfstream. So looked like some talent there. Long layoff, and then came back with some so-so efforts, and then another layoff. And now coming off that layoff, gets Johnny V to ride, and Riley Mott's got good numbers coming off this kind of layoff. So I kind of think Beeline is maybe sitting on a good race, so I'm going to lean heavily on that one. Legalize is the 2nd off a layoff for the DeVoe barn. You get a Red Ortiz, who's likely going to be the leading rider at the meet. The one, if you want to go deeper, it's Keep It Easy for Dale Romans, coming off a layoff, and won a stake at Churchill last year as a two-year-old. So a little ability there, certainly. Classify the 10. Has a nice race over the track here on opening weekend. Ran 5th, but turned in a solid effort. But those are the ones for me. But I like Beeline a good bit in that 6th. How about you?
I went deep in here. I thought Beeline was probably going to be the favorite for Riley Mott and Johnny V. But I think this race has a lot of potential winners. Cherie DeVoe's horse coming off a decent effort at Churchill and an $80,000 optional claimer, Legalized, the 2 that you mentioned. Hailstorm for David Jacobson came into Ellis Park off a short layoff, ran really well, got an 85 buyer, top buyer of his lifetime, and if he moves forward off of that and gets a little speed run at, I think he's live in here for Tyler. One True Chance for Eddie Keneally, coming off of layoff since February, but Eddie is 17% off over 6 month layoffs, and he's already won 1 race here at Keeneland and loves to win. This horse got a lot of speed, and if Suncroft doesn't go with him, he might get an uncontested lead. And then the 10 classify for Hugh Robertson and Jimmy Graham. Graham has been very cold here. Robertson's 0 for 12. But this horse has 390 buyers in his background at Canterbury. And those Canterbury horses sometimes surprise. And this horse ran well on October 4th here at 7 furlongs at 22-1 on opening weekend. And this is Hugh Robertson. It was trained by McLean Robertson. I think they're brothers. So class five on the outside for Jimmy Graham has a shot as well. I'm going to go five deep in here.
Moving on to race seven. It's an allowance race. Non-winners of two lifetime. Two-year-old filly is going long on the turf at a mile and a 16th. How'd you see this one?
Well, let's see. Long on the turf, mile and 16th. You got to use Chad Brown. You got to use Graham Motion. You should use Kenny McPeak with a two-year-old filly, and you should use Wesley Ward with a two-year-old filly. So this one was easy for me. I just took those connections. I took Sadie Earp for Wesley on the one horse on the inside, Nickel Saver for Kenny McPeak, the six horse that ran really well at Colonial and brings her back here to Kingland, and then Screen Test, the 10 horse for Graham Motion. Buyer was a little light at Laurel, but Graham Motion gets him so good, and he's 20% with two-year-olds. And Chad Brown was memorized for Ired Ortiz coming off a maiden win at Aqueduct. So I thought those four, and I didn't have any real preference. I could go a little bit deeper. Brian Lynch's horse, Sister Troyanne, won at Churchill, and that would be probably my fifth choice, but I stopped at those four.
Chad Brown, surprisingly, does not have a win at the meet. Now, he doesn't send his main string down here, I don't think, except for the stakes races. But he will win some allowance races from time to time with his string. And he had a two-year-old last week, I want to say, that just missed. So he's had some seconds and thirds. I think he gets his win here with Memorized. A big improvement on the turf for this one in the second out. Be curious to know why she didn't go on the dirt or on the turf first time out. But for whatever reason, they put her on the turf in the second start. She ran big. That was at a mile and a 16th. And most of these horses are coming off just maiden wins. And it's the non-winners of two lifetimes, so they're all coming off maiden wins. But what I mean is that their last race was a maiden win. And so it's kind of you're really trying to project who's going to take a big step forward. If the 13 draws in, I'd take a look at that one, too. I interviewed Brendan Walsh about this horse for Today at Keeneland, and he seemed very high on her. He said she won very impressively, which is, you can see on the form, winning by four in her debut at Horseshoe Indy. But he talked about how she had trained out of that, and he said, I think he used the phrase inside out or something, just talking about how a two-year-old can get that, you know, win and then just take a big jump. And he was talking about her in those terms. Not a great post, but, Memorized is outside too. So take a good look at Dame Laura if she draws in. It's Godolphin, so those horses have been running well here for a while. Screen Test, the 10, improved in the second, or improved with getting two turns for trainer Graham Motion, and had some trouble last time. Still won by a convincing margin. So I think that one is worth a good look. The one, Sadie Earp, is Wesley Ward. Been running well, has a little more experience than most of these, and now is stretching out, but it's not a huge ask. She ran, I think, at Kentucky Downs, and that's, you've got to have some stamina to do that. So, and Sister Troyanne would be the other one if I went deeper. I'm going to stop at four on my pick four ticket, but she's the other one I would look at. The eighth race is a maiden for three-year-olds and up, six furlongs. I took El Prestigio for the Aspison Barn, which has had its runners firing more than we're used to at the fall meet. And this horse has run second four times, but I like the workout pattern for this one to maybe run an improved race. A good five furlong work followed by an easy four furlong work. That kind of is a typical Aspison move when his horses are doing well. And Ired Ortiz taking the mount is noteworthy as well. Knew What's New, the one, has been much improved in two starts off the layoff. The most recent outing, a near miss here on opening day, so that's definitely the one to beat. Barker ran a better-than-it-looks race last time out with some traffic trouble early, and jockey Jose Ortiz is keeping the mount here. Good Mojo, the 11. Good Mojo is coming off a solid run behind Knew What's New. And then the 12, Calling on Heaven, making the first start for the Maker Barn against Gaffley Owned to Ride. So I'm actually going to go five deep in this last leg. El Prestigio on top. Who did you take?
Man, you're spending a lot of money. I'm singling in this race. I'm singling New What's New. There's no horse in the race that's come close to this horse's last two races. One at Churchill at 6 furlongs, this distance, got beat by a neck. And then came back here, stretched out to 7 furlongs, and got beat by a neck and ran third on opening day. And backed that 84 up with an 88, third off a layoff. Jimmy DeVito is a good trainer, doesn't have many horses here. And Victor Espinoza takes the mount from Rodriguez. And that's probably an even swap. A few years before this, there would have been a huge move up. But Victor's very capable. And I think this horse with an 84 and 88 buyer, and nobody else in the race that I could see has even run an 84. So that's what Andy Beyer calls a double fig horse. And when I see a double fig horse, I go ahead and push in on him. So I think New What's New, the one hole I don't think is going to hurt him very much because he's not going to go to the lead anyway. I think he has a ground-saving trip and runs him down in the stretch. The other horses, I have reasons to dislike all of them. I thought Calling on Heaven for Mike Maker's probably got a lot of ability. Hadn't been out since October of 24. The other horses that you mentioned, my second choice would be El Prestigio, but this horse hadn't been out since January. So I doubt that this horse is going to be fit enough to challenge a horse that's had two races within the last 3 months and two really good races, including one at Keeneland. So New What's New going to take a stand with the one horse in the last race.
So my pick four ticket is going to start with 2, 7, 9, 10 in the first leg. Then I'm just going to go Beeline and Legalize in the middle leg. I know you're going to go deeper. I like Beeline a lot, but I'm giving myself a second one there with Legalize. So 2 and 4, then 1, 10, 11, 13, 1, 3, 6, 11, 12. And I figure if I can beat the one in the last leg, then there are several to consider, and that could make this thing pay a little bit. So I built my ticket that way for $80. How about you?
So I went 2, 5, 7, 9, 10 with 2, 3, 4, 8, 10 with 1, 6, 10, 11. And I need the one in the last race for a $50 ticket.
Yeah, very thrifty ticket there. And if you can get the one home, if I can get Beeline home, I think that's my best shot. You need to get the one home in the last leg. So we'll see how it plays out on Wednesday, and we'll be back for the next edition of the In the Money podcast for the Thursday card at KeenelandSelect.com.